Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline because we just had our confirmation. Thank you very much, Owen. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Commissioner and CEO of the XFL, former Sadie Nation's Wildcat, the father of Andrew Luck, Oliver Luck, joins us on the show. Hello, Oliver. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing very well. What makes you leave the comfort and security of the NCAA to try on the XFL?
It's a great question. So, you know, sports startups are relatively rare, and I think, you know, a football league's being built from scratch is even rarer. So, you know, when Vince McMahon reached out to me and asked about my interest in running his league and building his league, I really couldn't resist. I love the game. I do believe there's an opportunity for spring football. It's hard. It's tough. It's challenging. Nobody's really cracked the code at this point. But I think with Vince's capital commitment and the lessons he learned from, you know, the first go-around back in 2001 and, you know, the changing landscape with the sport, I think we've got a shot, and I wanted to take the opportunity to help him build this league and build it the right way.
Oliver Luck joined us on the hotline. One of my complaints, and Kenny has been in agreement with me when we've talked about the demise of the AAF, part of it was I just didn't feel like the minute the Super Bowl ends that people are ready for an inferior brand of football that quickly. I didn't like the idea of spring football. I thought, go up against baseball in the summer. Don't go up against March Madness. Don't go up against potentially NBA playoffs. Why does the XFL also believe, like the AAF, that spring football is the way to go?
Well, based on the research that we've done, we think that there is a market right after the Super Bowl, right into February, March, April. Those are quiet, relatively quiet months, right, when you think about it. You know, last weekend we had the Masters and you had the tournament not, you know, long before that. But outside of that, it's a relatively quiet time in the sports world. So based on our research and the fact that, you know, we've identified these sort of 40 million diehard, hardcore fans for whom there's a void, you know, probably much like you and I, right, for whom there's a void come February, you know, when the Super Bowl's over. So we think the timing makes sense, quite honestly.
Why, Oliver, when you think about the dynamics financially of why things did not work in the last league, what is going to be the difference here, and what will this business model be, how will it be effective as opposed to what we just saw fall apart?
Well, I don't want to speak about the other league because I don't know all the intricacies, but I can tell you the advantage that we have with the XFL. Vince McMahon is our one and only capital contributor, right? I don't, as a business person, as a leader of our effort, I don't have to spend my time out raising money, right? And it's very challenging to raise money from multiple different, you know, folks. So Vince controls this league. It's his fortune. And it's not a WWE venture, unlike 2001. This is Vince's private capital, right? The money that he's earned over the years building WWE. He's in the process of selling a good bit of his stock. So I think that's one massive difference. And because of that money, we've been given the time to properly plan. You know, you can't throw a football league together. It takes a long time to put your workers' compensation program in place, to get your general liability insurance, to get your stadium leases done, to plan, right, to go hire coaches, begin the process of scouting players. You just can't do that overnight. And then I think that gives us time and money, two things. Vince gives us time and money, two things that really are indispensable to building a league with a solid foundation.
Oliver, obviously you're only as good as your players, and I saw where you said that you thought you could get some pretty good quarterbacks. Obviously you're going to pay them a little bit more. Where are you going to find the quarterback talent? Why are you confident that you can get good quarterbacks?
Well, I'm confident that we can get good quarterback talent because we can, in fact, what you mentioned, pay a little bit more money. And if you think about the quality of the college football game and how many good young players are coming out, and, you know, they're not able to make a 53-man roster. It's hard to make a 53-man roster as a quarterback, right? Most teams carry two players. Think think about what Matt Ryan said during the Super Bowl that really resonated with me. He said that, you know, all the rule changes in the NFL have certainly helped, you know, the offensive side of the ball. But he also said the rule changes have allowed quarterbacks to play longer. You've got guys like Eli and Rivers and Ben playing, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20 years. And, you know, they are occupying those spots. So there are, I think, you know, really good, talented quarterbacks coming out of college that just simply can't make the 53-man roster. They might spend a couple of years in the practice squad, but as you guys know, the eligibility for the practice squad is limited. You can't be on there for 3 or 4 or 5 years. So, you know, we believe there's a good quality play, lots of good quality players that we can tap into. And by offering them more than sort of the standard, which is what the AAF did, they paid everybody exactly the same. Listen, at the end of the day, there's a pecking order. There's a hierarchy in football, and the quarterbacks are at the top of that, you know, top of that food chain. So we think we can get better quarterback play, and we think that'll help us get an overall better quality of play.
Oliver Luck joining us on the show right now. Oh, I heard you talking about the extra point situation, which I think is a really cool idea. Can you explain that to everybody?
Well, there's just big picture, there's about a dozen innovations that we're looking at and thinking about and testing, right, but haven't really made any final decisions. But one of the things we're thinking about is both a 1 point, a 2 point, and a 3 point extra point, right? And the idea would be that, you know, you have a chance to make a two-score game much tighter, right, and get back into the game in the fourth quarter. So we've tested that. We've talked to our coaches about it, trying to get a sense of how often a team might go for three. And so it's one of the innovations that we're looking at. We think the game is being played at a super high level across the board, you know, both at the pro level and at the college level. But we think, based, again, on research, that, you know, there are some things that we can do to help innovate the game and make it a little bit unique.
Oliver Luck joining us on the hotline. I'm curious if you think there's ever a space where the XFL could have a relationship with the NFL. We heard that one of the designs of the AAF and its business model was to maybe get gobbled up at some point by the NFL. Does Vince McMahon ever have an appetite for something like that?
You know, he's told me that he wants to build a standalone, sustainable, independent league, right? So that's really our effort and our goal. You know, I ran for 10 years NFL Europe, which was the NFL's developmental league, so I think I understand the dynamics involved there. And, you know, the NFL may or may not need a developmental league. You know, the easy answer is you got college football that develops players pretty damn well for the National Football League, so why invest any other, you know, dollars into a developmental league? But we'll have a very friendly relationship with the National Football League, with the 32-member clubs. I'm very friendly with, as you can imagine, a lot of the executives at the NFL. I worked there for, you know, 10 years, played in the league for 5. My kid obviously is playing right now. So we want to have positive relationships, but I'm not sure that we're looking at it for any sort of formal, you know, tie-in with the National Football League.
Oliver, did I see something the other day about, and this might be what you're talking about, the different things that you guys are testing out or still talking about, having both offenses and defenses on the field at the same time? Can you walk me through that?
Well, so that's an overtime idea that we're testing, and the idea, you know, think penalty kicks in soccer, right? So think, you know, Browns are playing the Colts, right? So you got you have an overtime period, and you've got the Colts offense, the Browns defense on one end of the field, and vice versa on the other end, and you run 5 plays from the 5-yard line, and the team that scores, has the better producing play over the course of 5 plays, you know, wins the game. That's the decisive. That's the decisive play in overtime. So we've tested that. Our broadcast partners actually like it a lot, and not just because it's sort of back and forth, like almost like a tennis match, but because it's relatively short time-wise, right? One of the challenges that we have is trying to fit a game with, you know, an average of, let's say, 150 plays in a 3-hour time slot, much like football used to be back in the 70s and 80s, if you guys can remember that far back. So that's one of the innovations that we're looking at, and we think it makes kind of sense. Fans that we've tested with really like the idea. Our broadcast partners sort of like the idea. So, again, it's something that we may roll out when we launch in 2020.
Oliver Luck with us on the show. I know that he's probably open to it. Are you open to John Manziel in your league?
Well, you know, he's had an interesting career. Needless to say, as long as he fits our profile and our, you know, sort of behavioral standards and quite honestly, a bigger challenge as long as our eight head coaches, you know, think that he's one of the quarterbacks that can make us better. And we've got some guys that, you know quarterbacks fairly well, whether it's, you know, Bob Stoops or Pep Hamilton or others, Jim Zorn, you know, an NFL quarterback himself. Or from the, so we're going to, you know, rely heavily on our coaches to say, yeah, these are the guys that we think will make our league better. If Manziel is in that group, then I'm sure he might have an opportunity. But really, it all depends on him, and we haven't had any contact with him.
All right. What about Colin Kaepernick?
I'd say ditto, quite honestly. You know, I have no idea whether, you know, Colin's in shape or not, whether he wants to play. You know, we're a league that has, you know, salary restrictions, and obviously that you know, at least based on what people have said, might play a role in his desire to play. But I would just say ditto on that as well.
All right, Oliver Luck with us. A few other questions while we still have you. We had a list today out of the Big Lead, one of these blogs that had all the quarterbacks ranked 1 and 32. Andrew Luck was number 5. Baker Mayfield was all the way down to 15. I know you're an avid watcher of football, and we've had these debates about the Colts and the Browns and whether the Browns can emerge. Do you think that Baker Mayfield's a little ranked low there?
You know, I think Baker is a heck of a quarterback. I literally have been watching him play football since he was a middle schooler in Lake Travis, Texas, outside of Austin. In fact, Andrew, one of Andrew's best friends as a middle school kid was Baker's older brother, Matt. So we know the family very well. My wife's very close to Gina, you know, Baker's mom. So we've been watching the Mayfields for a long time. I think he's a heck of a quarterback. I'm not sure who put that list together, right? And it's all subjective, as all those lists are. But I would say that the Browns have their quarterback, I think, for probably the next, you know, 10 to 15 years.
Well, if we're talking about quarterbacks in the XFL, what's it going to take to get Andrew to come over and play?
I don't think he'll be playing in the XFL. But who knows? You know, who knows?
How's his journey been through the injury and coming back? And it's weird. Oliver, we talk about all these young quarterbacks. Your son's still very young, and he looks like he's back at the top of his game, and it seems like he still floats under the radar with the Colts.
Well, you know, Indy's a small market, and he is a very sort of private, low-key person, as you guys probably know.
Yeah.
No, he had, you know, he had a tough journey, right? I mean, missing the full season was hard. These guys are all A-type personalities. They want to play. You're expected to play, right? The team looks at you as the, you know, the leader of the bunch. So he, you know, went through a very challenging time. You know, rehab is excruciatingly boring. You know, you're doing the same thing every day, every day, every day. Don't know if, you know, if you can really get, you know, back to where you need to be to throw the ball like you have to throw it, you know, in the National Football League. So he went through a tough time. He's kind of come out the other end, I think, you know, a better player, a stronger person. He got married just a couple, 3 weeks ago. So I think that was something that, you know, he was looking forward to. So, you know, I think he'll be hopefully fine for the next whatever number of years. He likes, as you guys know, he likes to stay under the radar screen as much as possible.
Oliver, we thank you very, very much for the time. All the best to you, and we're looking forward to the XFL.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
You too. Oliver Luck joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll break a couple of those comments down when we come back. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima and Jason Lloyd in studio, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.